This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
It's been 13 years since the euro hit the streets. Legal tender from Greece to, I don't know, let's say Germany, right? Just for the heck of it. The idea at the time was that the single currency would be a unifying force, a tangible thing that you could hold in your hands and say, yeah, you know what? All of us Europeans, we've got this thing in common. Well, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, in the time since then, it has become something quite different.
When the euro first appeared, there was a lot of fanfare. 19 countries had chosen to tie themselves together with a common currency, and it was a force for unity. But something happened that converted the ties that bind into chains. Campbell Harvey teaches at Duke.
The global financial crisis and a number of countries got into severe trouble.
The euro became divisive because different countries needed it to do different things after the economic crisis.
Periphery Europe really needed a cheaper euro. They needed a depreciation. Whereas the creditor countries, like Germany, did not.
Carmen Reinhart is a professor of international finance at Harvard. Now, that alone isn't a recipe for a disaster. Think about the U.S. Very different states, very different economic needs, yet they're all using the dollar and there's no meltdown.
But the key difference is the United States also has a banking union and a fiscal union.
So to make up for the fact that our states can't have different monetary policies, we have the federal government. It can step in with things like unemployment benefits or deposit insurance, which, says Steven Siegel, who teaches finance at the University of Washington, it gets by taking taxes from one place and spending them in another.
Certain areas of the U.S. at certain times are net payers to other parts of the U.S.
But in Europe, those certain areas are called Germany and Greece.
The belief that we're all in it together doesn't hold as much water in Europe, obviously, as it does here.
That's Barry Eichengreen, professor at UC Berkeley. And Europe isn't in it together. Its banking systems are separate and can fail individually. Europe's Fed isn't really unified either. It has to consult among all the member central banks who say different things. So if Europe wants to be unified, it will take a lot more than a currency. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.